1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
Let's say you like your doctor.
Okay.
No, no, no. You
enjoy your doctor.
Yeah, like
yeah.
You're cool. Okay.
I love my doctor, Dr. Cow. Shout out.
Right. My doctors keep quitting on me for some reason. I get a message every 6 months. It's like you got to find a new one. I'm like, why?
Yeah, I don't have
one.
Thought
we had something.
Then you intimidate him. You're like, what does the weight say? What does it say, doctor?
Well, let's just say that you do like your doctor, and let's say you've been going to the same doctor for a long time.
Yeah, that's my doctor.
Now let's say someone, me, is posing as the schedule for the office, and I call to say, hey, your appointment is confirmed, but we do have some new rules for the waiting room that you've definitely violated in the past.
Ooh. What?
So before you come in, let's just get on the same page here. How would you feel then?
I would feel like
angry.
A little angry, a little frustrated, embarrassed, all the above.
Defensive.
Because that's what happens with one woman when I call her in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, this is Terry calling from Dr. B's office. I'm looking for Tracy.
This is Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. Could you hold for a second real quick?
Okay.
Hey, is my chimichurri here? Yeah, I ordered a chimichurri.
What?
Well, let me know when it gets here. I'm really hungry.
Hi, sorry, I'm back. I just got a little grumbly there, and I thought, where's my lunch?
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why are you calling?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I almost lost my head there for a second, you know. So, anyway, I'm just confirming that you have an appointment next Tuesday, 4 p.m.
Yep, I'll be there.
Oh, that's fantastic news. And just one quick note for you. When you arrive, make sure to check in at the front desk, and please do not touch any of the magazines in the waiting room, okay?
Okay, is it like some sort of a health thing that they're doing now?
No, it's just a note from my office manager, Val. She said the last time that you were here, you left some sort of residue on them.
I left residue on the magazine?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Looks like on a few of them here.
I just want to tell you that absolutely did not happen, and I'm kind of offended that you would even say that to me.
Okay, well, let's not get too hottie in the toddies. It's just a little note from my office manager, Val. She wanted me to pass it on.
Okay, well, tell Val that absolutely didn't happen, and I'm really offended.
Oh.
And I just, this is very bizarre.
Well, my note from Val says that she caught you snack attacking a Kit Kat bar.
What?
On the melty side while you were waiting. But you're saying that's not true,
You guys keep notes on what people are doing in the waiting room?
No.
That's really weird.
You're not answering the question, though. Were you or weren't you?
Was I what?
Were you taking a break? Taking a break off that Kit Kat bar,
Listen, Terry, I don't find this funny or cute, and you're accusing me of doing something I did not do.
Sorry, hold please. Val! Val!
Okay.
Val, is that my chimichurri?
Excuse me.
On Starville's the clown right now, Val, come on.
Excuse me, Terry.
Oh, sorry.
You need to stop worrying about your damn chimichurri here, and seriously, practice some actual customer service.
I am so sorry. I'm just completely Hunger Games right now, and I don't know what to do with myself.
Well, I don't want to hear it.
Okay, message received. So I'm just confirming we will see you on Tuesday, and remember, no touching those magazines, Tracy.
You know what? No. You know what? I am so offended by this call right now that I am just going to take my business elsewhere because I think this is so unprofessional.
No, Tracy, don't leave us.
I don't feel comfortable even going into your office, let alone touching your magazines or...
Well, first of all, you're not allowed to touch them. I already told you that. But second, Dr. B is very accepting of your condition.
My condition? I don't have a condition.
I'm just saying there needs to be boundaries.
You need to stop talking, Terry.
Oh, okay. You sound angry. Do you maybe need a Snickers bar?
I swear to God,
Snickers bar, they always satisfy.
I'm through with you. Give me Val.
Okay.
Put her on the phone. I'm so upset right now.
Okay, hold on. Val! Val, she doesn't realize it's a prank phone call yet. I don't know what to do.
What?
Should I just tell her? Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, yeah, Tracy, sorry. This isn't Terry from the doctor's office. My name's Jeff from Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. We're doing a phone tap.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. This is all a joke.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, your sister Kim set you up for it.
No way.
Yeah, and when I talked to her, I was like, what do you think? Like, how should we prank her? And she said, I don't know. All I know is that she ate a Kit Kat when I went with her to the doctor's office. I was like, oh, okay, I got this.
Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed that just happened. I didn't even know what to do.
Sounds like you need to take a break. Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
I will never think of that song the same way again.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.